My name is Dalton Russell. Recently, I planned and set in motion events to execute the perfect bank robbery. Why? Because I can.
Inside the bank in Lower Manhattan, the masked bandit and his well-armed team carry out their takeover plan with military precision. Their threat? To kill each of the 50 hostages if the robbers' demands are not met. Outside the bank, New York City Police Detective Keith Frazier is trying to negotiate a peaceful end to the standoff.
You get me what I want. I won't kill anyone.
All right. I'm on it. Let's just try to keep everybody calm, okay?
Don't I sound calm to you?
Yeah, you do.
Oscar winner Denzel Washington stars as the detective on the hot seat. He's played cops before, and Washington says his challenge this time was to connect with Frazier's New York attitude.
I did most of my research listening to my driver, who was from Brooklyn. And it's just a feeling and a vibe that living in California, I just don't get.
You shouldn't eavesdrop on people.
Well, you better get used to it, pal. It's not going to be much privacy where you're going.
You're damn right. This time next week, I'll be sucking down pina coladas in a hot tub with six girls named Amber and Tiffany.
More like taking a shower with two guys named Jamal and Jesus, if you know what I mean.
Washington says many of the key scenes of Inside Man come from improvisation sessions with the other actors, something he's come to expect and look forward to when working with director Spike Lee.
Really, I first started improvising with Spike some 17 years ago on Mo Better Blues. That was the first time I can remember really like, oh, okay, we'll just fool around or set the scenario and see what happens. So it kind of started with Spike many moons ago.
A lot of my directing, you know, we do in the rehearsal process. We don't want to start discussing character motivation, stuff like that, on the set. So we do a lot of stuff beforehand in rehearsal.
Lee says he and Washington have worked together enough to share a certain shorthand and respect for each other's choices.
And Denzel's a, you know, wonderful actor. He's one of the greatest actors ever. And definitely working today. And so I'm not going to just be interrupting him every other time. He's like, Denzel, do this. And also, this is the fourth time we work together. So, you know, we're very comfortable with working with each other.
Miss White may be able to assist you. Good. She has a certain amount of influence in these matters for reasons which I can't share with you.
What the mayor means is that there are matters at stake here that are a little bit above your pay grade. No offense.
Jodie Foster, another Oscar winner, co-stars as a mysterious character who's been hired to ensure certain documents locked in the bank vault don't become public.
I like the fact that in this world of kind of macho guys that are very powerful and, you know, they say things like, I'm going to shove that up your head, that there's this kind of breezy, very feminine presence who has all the power that they do, but doesn't raise her voice. Always smiles, always says please and thank you, and has time for, you know, fake tans and high heels. It's such a contrast to this man's world. And yet, she has inhabited this man's world without necessarily taking it on herself.
What is it you were hoping to get out of all this?
Rich, of course.
Of course. She may have bitten off more than you can chew.
English actor Clive Owen completes this tense triangle as the mastermind who, it turns out, is seeking more than just money.
I think the important thing is that the movie starts, the guys get out of the van, they take the bank over, and you think this is territory we've been to. But we know the heist movie scenario, and then it starts to change. And I think he's not the usual guy who takes over a bank in that way. He's doing it for his own very particular reasons, and as the thing unravels and develops, you realize that it's a very unusual heist, and he's, you know, he has planned a very clever, smart situation here. And that was, you know, it was an attraction to doing it. It was a very, very smart script.
What were you planning on doing if you actually got the plane and the pilots, huh?
Excuse me?
You don't want a plane. You never did. Whoever heard of bank robbers escaping on a plane with 50 hostages? You saw Dog Day Afternoon. You're stalling. Why? I don't know.
Inside Man is the first produced script by screenwriter Russell Gewirtz. The cast also features Willem Dafoe as a SWAT team commander who wants to end the standoff by any means possible, and Christopher Plummer is the tycoon whose secret documents set the plot in motion. Inside Man was shot on location in the New York Financial District, much of it near Ground Zero, where the World Trade Center towers once stood. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.